We begin looking back to this week last year, and two northern commercial radio stations began sharing programmes.
3, 2, 1.
The transmitter has been seized. Starting Monday at 6 a.m, a new sound
on TFM.
TFM preparing to carry Metro's programmes this week just last year. Staying with commercial radio, it's exactly 19 years since Virgin, now Absolute, turned on its London FM frequency.
Don't you just hate smug DJs on arrogant radio stations? They spend all their time mouthing off about how great they are instead of playing great music. But thankfully, from the 10th of April, you won't have to put up with it, because that's when Virgin 105.8 FM goes on air, with classic album tracks and the best new music.
Virgin 105.8 in London, preparing this week in 1996. David Frost later did the honours. It's a week of absolute anniversaries. Happy 41st birthday to golden boy Christian O'Connell.
Thank you very much.
And it's 9 years since the chief executive of what was then EMAP ruled out a bid for Virgin. He said, "I'm not willing to spend investors' cash on overpriced rivals." EMAP is now Bauer. Virgin is now Absolute. And they've finally done that deal, probably at a better price. Changes at Radio 4 this week, 44 years ago, and the launch of this.
It's PM at 5 p.m. with Jeremy Vine and Chris Lowe.
Tonight, she's not capable of hurting anyone.
The latest sound for the evening Radio 4 news programme, PM, which was first heard this week in 1970. It was devised for commuters listening to their car radios. And also, and I quote here, "women at home awaiting the return of their menfolk." It was to be wide-ranging with plenty of, and I quote again, gaiety and fun. One suggestion was even for a horoscope. What would Eddie Mayer make of all that? Nowadays, there's no theme tune, but PM has had a few of those over the years.
She explained the programme was going to have a new look and also deal more with the arts and this sort of thing, as well as retaining its hard news content. So she wanted a signature tune which conjured up a newsy-type feel, but also had a more relaxed feeling to it. Well, I started off by sitting down at a piano and tinkling around. I thought probably the best thing to start with was a rhythm to conjure up the news feeling. We've all heard the teleprinter rhythms, and I wanted to make it slightly different from this, an urgent rhythm, but not with an obvious teleprinter sound to it.
PM. Susanna Simons and Robert Williams.
And in PM this evening in the Commons.
The work of Paddy Kingsland at the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. PM was one of a tranche of serious Radio 4 changes in 1970, which also saw the arrival of Analysis, and both programmes live on to this day.
Analysis.
One person who likely never thought he'd ever appear on Radio 4 did so properly for the first time this week in 1998.
To Thelma Nolson, the name Fiona could conjure up a vision of a mushroom biryani, say, or a pure puree of tadpoles lightly drizzled with balsamic vinegar.
John Peel and the first Home Truths this week, 16 years ago. That programme meant Saturday mornings, didn't it, for a generation. This week in 1974, the Eurovision Song Contest was held at the Dome in Brighton. Terry Wogan was the radio commentator back then.
I was a boy broadcaster at the time who'd come across, penniless, without a shoe on my foot, to work for the BBC on the radio. That was in about 1970. And then, in their foolishness, the BBC offered me the opportunity to do the Eurovision Song Contest for radio, which I did.
The contest in 74 was a biggie. ABBA won, and there was coverage on the local station BBC Radio Brighton. But, legend says, the winning song, Waterloo, wasn't played. They reckoned it was too noisy. Shush! Last week, we covered Piccadilly's launch from Manchester in 1974, and we noted the word Magic, which later became the brand name for one of its frequencies, appeared by coincidence at its birth.
1966, Piccadilly Magic, that's what we call our oldies here, you'll get to know us.
The same can be said for this station, which launched this week, 34 years ago.
And a very good morning to you. This is Capital Daybreak, CBC, 221 metres medium wave, 96 VHF, the new voice for the capital city of Wales. Good morning.
The launch of Cardiff's CBC this week in 1980, later Red Dragon, now Capital. CBC was the first of a tranche of seven new commercial stations authorised by what was then the new Tory Home Secretary in that very first Thatcher government. One of the key names in the first splurge of commercial radio celebrates his 65th birthday this week. Graham
D. That lovely laid-back version of Lean On Me, original hit version from Bill Withers. It's Tuesday, the 15th of November, and the time exactly 8:30. And the news headlines, the Farman strike is to be...
How did I join Capital? First of all, I auditioned for Capital when it was merely a station in the air when the government had given the go-ahead for it, and I think half of London went to those auditions, so there wasn't really much chance. I was terribly annoyed because I was working with Nicky Horn at the time and Roger Scott as well, and they got the job and I didn't. But anyway, to cut a long story short, I went to Radio City, first of all, in 1974, which was Liverpool's version of Capital. And then I got the call down here. They wanted some summer relief in 1975.
Rise and shine with Graham Dean. Give me a dummy new life.
With pilots.
Happy birthday, Graham Dean, famous for Capital Breakfast through the 70s and 80s. So with Heriwood moving premises this week 27 years ago...
Heriwood Radio.
The start of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue on Radio 4 42 years ago...
The first round this week is round one.
The launch of GNR 25 years ago...
The spirit's shining through. Great North Radio.
And Kaleidoscope beginning on Radio 4 41 years ago this week. Those are our radio moments.
Radio Moments.